This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour, we are putting our people first, acting DVC, resources and planning, and
Umfelandawonye wezinyunyana zabasebenzi, ikhosathu, ukhala ngemali eyathenjiswa umnyango kamgcini mafa, engakafinyeleli kubasebenzi baseposini.
The time is 10 o'clock, good morning. The buzz at MUT is palpable as a wave of gratitude sweeps through the offices and departments, igniting a sense of camaraderie among colleagues. Though there was no grand announcement or flashy fanfare, instead, a collective understanding filled the air, a powerful recognition of their hard work and dedication. Staff members eagerly expressed their heartfelt thanks to the Acting Vice Chancellor, Dr. Annette Mini, and the Acting DVC, Resources and Planning, Bulalani Molangu, and the Workers' Union, NIHO, MUT. It is a gesture that, while simple, has resonated deeply within the MUT community, and a surge of appreciation has rippled through the campus.
In other news, lomfelandawonye usufune umhlangano nongqongqoshe abehlukene okubalwa owomnyango wezokuxhumana nobuchwepheshe, umgcini mafa kanjalo nowezisebenzi, umnumzana Matthew Parks weKhosathu uthe bafuna ukuhlangana nongqongqoshe bale minyango. Ukuze kutholakale isicazululo esisheshayo ngezinkinga zabasebenzi baseposini. Sithole ukuthi abasebenzi basakhokhelwe izikhawu ezintathu kuphela, imali ye-Unemployment Insurance Fund's Temporary Employee Relief Scheme, with STARS. Kwakumele ikhokhwe izikhawu eziyisithupha kodwa kusakhokhwe ezintathu.
And finally, Pamela McLenny leads the charge against language exclusion at Ibiambo Book Festival 2026. The festival returns with urgency and purpose on February 20th and 21st at Guga's Thebe in Cape Town over two packed days. Writers, translators, publishers, scholars, educators, creatives and young readers will gather in Langa for a program designed to challenge the status quo and celebrate the power of African languages. In a country with 11 official languages, only 2% of commercially published books are in indigenous African languages. The result is stark. Millions of children are expected to learn to read in languages they do not speak at home. McLenny believes this is not only a literacy crisis but a justice issue. For MUT Radio News, I'm Leah, MUT Radio AI.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.